Welcome back to the Coach's Corner Podcast. It's Brian and Mo. Today's episode, season's coming up. We need to discuss why you don't know it all. Nor should you want to. So that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode. We'll get to you guys after the intro. Peace.
Take two. So it helps when you turn the mic on. Welcome back, y'all. So we wanted to have this conversation with y'all. And you know how we're on a box crate right now, you know, because, you know, this is a high quality production here that you guys are hearing here, coming from the Coach Mo Athletic Studio.
Box crate edition.
The box crate edition. Will and Jada had the red table talk. We got the box crate. So
this unforgettable, exclusive.
Yeah, this is a high quality program, y'all. but we do need to have this conversation. The idea that you don't know it all, nor should you want to. We're heading into tryout season. We had some guests come through for tryout training in our open gym, our open court challenge. Really excellent. You know, we got some spectacular talent coming through from the city to help push our kids, and our kids help push them. But we're going to give them a shout out a little bit later on. But as we start getting closer and closer to tryouts, we got to have this conversation about you not knowing it all. Because right now, and Coach Mo and I were just talking before we came on the air, there isn't a coach yet that has definitively told a kid that wasn't already in the fold that they're on the team. So when we say you don't know it all, well, Coach Mo, can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, you can go a lot of different areas with it, and you're right. I coach high school basketball, and I know a lot of, you know, I'm around a lot of high school coaches. And like you said, yeah, if you're in the program last year, you're on varsity a year or two before, I mean, and you have an idea, obviously they're not going to drop you down unless you did something completely off in the last few months, or you just completely just stopped playing and you fell off the map. But you're a freshman coming in. You're working out with the freshman team, you're lifting with the freshman team, not sure how you can, in your mind, get the idea that you're going to play varsity as a starter. I don't know if any coaches just came out and said, hey, I'm just having you work out with the team, but you're really going to start, you know, as varsity. Again, you can work towards that. We're not knocking and saying you don't get better as you train, but no coach has really just said that I know of, you know, that I've been around. It just says, you're definitely going to do this. So when we talk about, you know, you may not know everything. Let's start with your personal understanding of your program. Do you know how many kids are going to be on each team? And that's the thing you got to look. Did you know last year if the team ran 12 kids? Did they have 15 on varsity? Did they have 12 on JV? Just kind of know what your program is. If you're a sophomore this year, you should have known an idea what your program is like. And then out of those 12 kids, did they run six? You know, did they run seven? Did they run a short roster? Or did they run all 12? You know, so you got to kind of look at that situation there first. You know, versus there.
And I think one of the things we're running into, because Coach Mo and I were kind of discussing this, the pushback we're getting. And it doesn't have to be our tryout training program, which we think is great, but you don't have to run with us. But we're having conversations about what people are doing to prepare themselves for the season. We're getting some weird answers. And from coach's perspective, from Coach Mo's perspective, and his experience of what he knows about varsity tryouts and building a roster, some people are operating off some bad information, and they're doing the things that will not make, they won't make the roster that they're going for. Now, they'll be on a team somewhere, but it may not be at the level that they feel like they're able to play on. And so we're getting weird answers, dude. And when I say weird, like, yeah, I'm running here. I'm running at this random commercial gym. That's the extent of what they're doing to prepare for tryouts, or I'm just getting all these shots up and everything, and I don't really need to work on anything else. And not understanding that when they walk in the tryouts, the ones that are have some kind of focus training or have a good template of what they're doing, those are the ones that are going to be coming in with the edge. If you're just out there winging it right now, it's a shot in the dark.
Well, yeah, and you get it. So what does getting shots up mean? I'm sitting here, you know, I've heard that a lot, and not just from one kid, a few teams. Like, I'm just getting shots up. So what does that mean to you? You know, maybe to me getting shots up is shooting 10 hook shots and 5 backward shots and some half court shots and trick shots. You know, well, with no one's out there to monitor what I'm doing. I'm just getting shots up.
And I guess my thing is, you know, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but the kids that the players that have already made it to the level they're trying for, whether it's the eighth grade team or the varsity team or whatever, they're already getting shots up. The ones that already have their ticket stamped because of what they've done last year and what they're going to bring to the team and because they've been participating in all the off-season stuff, they get their shots up regardless. That's what they do after they do all the other stuff. That's not the only thing they do. And so I think what we're running into are people are doing step one and treating step one like that's all the steps there are, as opposed to this is what people do after they get done with all the other training and stuff that they're doing to prepare themselves for the season. And so when we're saying you don't know everything, this is where you do need to enlist the help of an expert, whether it's, you know, with us, where you're talking to Coach Mo and kind of picking his brain, or if you're sitting down and trying to get in some FaceTime with the coaches, other players who have experienced it, other parents who have kids on the varsity roster. Like, seek the help. Stop thinking that you have this innate understanding. And a lot of it is you're fighting teenage crap.
Yep.
Because I knew it all when I was 15 years old. I knew everything.
Yep.
And you're fighting against the teenage stuff. At some point in time, you know, this is where you got to basically tell the teenager, like, okay, you're overruled.
Right.
On this one. And this is what you need to do.
And the speech I have with my players in the tryout training or I'm coaching on the middle school level or the high school level or even kids that come back or in college, you know, the speech I have with them is, do you feel right now you're the best player to walk on the court? Do you feel that you are one of the best players to do this right here? And again, if they say no, you say no, or like, you got work to do. And it's okay. It's okay. Because I really get it. You know, you got some kids that are like, you know, maybe there's a financial thing where they can't go out and go get, you know, a personal trainer to get, you know, work with them 7 days a week on shots and all those things there. We're not saying that. We're not knocking you if you can't do that. You know, that's something I didn't have either. But I did, like you said, Brian, seek out the help from the coach. I asked the coach from the school, hey, can I come afterwards and do A, B, and C? Because last year, I didn't like my performance or where I was at on the team. And 9 times out of 10, the coach can give you a real answer. I'm like, okay, you can come. And remember, last year, you were doing this wrong, and you need to correct it. But if you never ask those questions, you just go get your shots up. You just go do what you feel like going to do. They're going to put you into a team according to your effort and what they've seen you do. No coach knows what you have done this summer unless you were playing summer ball with that coach.
Right, and I think it kind of falls into now I'm going to get a little bit philosophical here. I think it kind of drifts into that American Idol, America's Got Talent kind of mindset where – people think that, you know, you're the protagonist of your own reality. People think that they're just this undiscovered well of talent that just hasn't had the opportunities because, you know, nobody's discovered you yet. Now, you haven't taken those, you know, a lot of times some people haven't really taken those steps to put themselves out there by not asking the questions or forming the relationship with the people that could help them out. Other times, some people just think that, I'm just a talent, a fantastic talent that needs to be discovered. And that may be true. This player may be a phenomenal talent who's just waiting to be discovered. But the reality of what we're dealing with is that doesn't happen. You know, if you're not in an area where the coaches are, or you're not with the team where the coaches can see you and evaluate you against the other players on the team, the chances of you just randomly getting discovered, you know, playing pickup games at this place or, you know, getting shots up over here is really slim. It's not a movie. You know, there's so many kids that had, there's so many kids, and we talked about talent narrowing out as you, you know, talent kind of flattens out as you get more towards the top of the ability. Nobody is sitting around looking, you know, people don't have that time to sit there and look for that gem that's buried underneath all the rubble when the gems are constantly being dropped into their lap for refinement. They're not looking for those undiscovered players yet. You have to go seek it out. And it's that American Idol thing where people think they're just a phenomenal talent that's just waiting to be discovered. What was that thing the other day we read about the guy who thinks that he is, you know, the next great American author who has a phenomenal story. He's a phenomenal brother. And he's gonna quit his job and write a book because he's just, his story is so amazing that nobody's ever asked him about it. You have such an amazing story that nobody's ever asked you to write.
Right.
That kind of stuff doesn't happen. You have to position yourself where you're going, where your talent's going to be discovered, and somebody's got to say, "You have a talent that I can refine for to win a state title."
Well, and be real. Be realistic with yourself. Again, are you looking around? Are you seeing the people you want to, the level you want to get at? And have you actually had that conversation with them? Have you really talked to them? Because I know the kids I work with that are on those top levels or that have went on, or the kids you talk to, the kids you see on the top level, they're just not doing one thing. Mm-hmm. You're not doing one thing. None of them. They're doing multiple things. I have kids that come to me and they're like, "Hey, man, I did go to 3 school workouts this week." Good for you. And I was like, "But you should have went to 5 because that's what the coach told you to do." "Yeah, I just didn't feel like doing it." Okay. So right then and there, you're not, the coach who asked you for 5 workouts, you gave them 3. Now the coaches talk to each other. Here's a kid that only comes to 3 workouts. Not a varsity player. And it goes back to what we said last week. He's not a varsity player. He doesn't do what the school wants him to do. On top of that, there's kids that will do school workouts in the morning, and then they may do something afterward. "You know what? I'm going to go weightlift. I'm going to go find a trainer. I'm going to go just get outside and do, you know, some cardio piece of it. Then I'm going to play basketball." The kids that are on that level are doing 2 or 3 workouts a day. And they're not here. Brian, I'm telling you, it's that not all these workouts are going to be easy. You know, they're not supposed to be easy. And I think a lot of kids want the easy way out. And let's even go back when and retouch this, the parents. Do you know what they are doing? And are you sure what they are saying is accurate? When my own son tried out for a team and I knew that the trial weeks, I called and made sure what days is he supposed to be there, you know? And then once he made a team, I made sure, and I would recommend this for any parent for high school, middle school, listen, they're still kids, especially coming out as freshmen. They're still, what, 14? 14 coming out there, can't even drive yet. Don't assume that they have the calendar in front of them all the time. And they're going to follow it, or they're even going to keep up with it. Make that call. See what days are mandatory. Make sure that they're there. That's a good step to help them get to where they need to be at. Because if not, they're just telling you anything. And they'll tell you that I only need to do 2 days and just drop me off and go play some pickup ball. That's not going to get them to that next level.
Well, you're talking about the going to the you know, the coaches asking for you to attend 5 and you attend 3. So a lot of these coaches are looking for the kid that goes above and beyond. And if you're not even doing the baseline of what the coach is at, the minimum what the coach is asking, they're not going to write you down as the kid that's going to go, the player that's going to go above and beyond. And I think that's one of the things we're talking about, is you need to have a firm understanding of what the expectations of that coach is for their players. Because if these boys or girls aren't going to step up and do the minimum, these coaches, if you're not going to do the minimum, I don't expect you to go above and beyond in any way, shape, or form.
And hear us out, and you know us, and you know us personally. We're both fathers. We're both fathers. We love kids. This is why we're in this position. This is why we love. We want them to succeed. But our kids sometimes don't tell the truth. You know, right. Sometimes they don't keep it real. They tell you that something's hard. It's probably not as hard. They just don't want to do it. And so when I listen to the kids and I look at some of the, I know kids. We train kids. We talk to kids in different school systems, and I'm like, you're not at this Friday workout. And I'm looking at your school calendar. I'm not even the coach of your school. And I see that the rest of the people should be there. You know, what did you tell your parent? You know, what did you tell your parent? Well, they just kind of let me do what I'm, you know, then they leave me alone. So parents, here to be real with you. My dad did not play basketball. I learned a lot in street ball, which got myself, you know, where I had to really work and do some things that I didn't have. He did not know basketball. So for me to tell him to get shots up and he didn't know about basketball, he thought I was doing something. He thought I was doing something. Oh, yeah, man, he's in the backyard. He's playing with a bunch of kids. He's playing basketball. Not knowing that I didn't go to the school training and I didn't do anything else but just get my shots up. I can cross over anybody in the neighborhood. You ask me to run a play, to run a defense, run an offense, to be a leader? No. Well, no. I wasn't there. I didn't do what it took for the school's purposes to have myself ready.
Well, and then, you know, when the school's going out to compete, they're not competing against people in your neighborhood. They're competing against other schools. So we're going to take a deeper dive into this, and I think we're going to circle back. I want to talk a little bit more about when I say that America's Got Talent kind of mentality. There's a specific point I want to tie onto that. So we're going to take a brief pause for the cause, and then that's what we're going to get into next.
Okay, we're back. And so I wanted to take a deeper dive and kind of circle back to this America's Got Talent syndrome. That we're seeing where everybody thinks that they are this undiscovered well and pool of talent. And it's real. I mean, you can be. I'm not saying that you are. And I'm not saying that you don't have some skills that are just waiting to be discovered and taken to that next level. What we're saying is if you don't take the steps to prepare yourself and put yourself in a position where those talents are going to be discovered, it doesn't make a difference. So, Coach Mo, I want to ask you, from your coaching experience, what is the one position or one type of player that nobody in the city really needs any? Like, there's plenty of them, and nobody's actually looking for that player anymore.
The two guard that wants to dribble a million times or shoot the ball at every angle, every opportunity they can. They have the green light to do whatever they want, not within the team play. There's a bunch of those. These ones that score a bunch of points, no matter what.
And that comes. That's Mr. or Mrs. I just shoot. Like I just. Their preparation for the season is wrapped in getting as many shots at the basket as humanly possible, and it's nothing else. Is there room for that two guard if they do other things?
Yes, if they're coachable, yeah, if they're coachable and you can cut down the volume of their shots or cut down the dribbling of that, yes. But that also comes with getting in front of your coach, you know, doing that, just listening to some trainers, you know, there's steps to get that, to calm yourself down. But if you don't have anybody monitoring that, I don't want you on the team doing that. I don't know any coach that wants somebody that's shooting the ball 25 times a game, and you're getting blown out by 30 because they're not listening. But they're getting their shots up. They can shoot. They have the ability to shoot, but it doesn't go in all the time. And you can't shoot yourself out of a slump sometime.
Well, and they just end up becoming, you know, the ball stopper. Is that what it is? Where the ball just stops with them, and the offense just kind of fizzles out. And anything the coach has set up.
Right. Well, look at the finals we're looking at right now. The Lakers and Miami, there's no ball stoppers on those teams. There's no ball stoppers. You know, you saw the first few rounds, and we saw the traditional ball stoppers. You know, everyone loves Harden's game. You know, everybody loves it. He's a great player. He's out in the first round. Everybody loves Russ' game. It's all flash. It's fun. Run to the rim.
He's out in the first round. Those guys are ball stoppers. They're going to shoot the ball no matter what. They're going to dribble themselves into the most difficult shot they can, and their team stands around, and there's no movement, and nothing happens, and nothing gets going, and you're at home. Rather, you're looking at these two teams tonight where the ball is moved, the ball is going on, and this is why they're in the finals, you know? So when you're dealing with that guard, or you're doing that player that wants to shoot a bunch of times, that is the lack of them thinking they know everything, thinking that just going outside and thinking that they can, you know, play whoever in front of them, no matter what level of talent, is getting them better. That's not it, man. That's not it.
It's a lot of unfocused training, and I think that's where we're going back to. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot of people and a lot of players and, in some cases, parents really pushing and leaning hard into unfocused, undirected kind of training. And that's fine if you know exactly what it's going to take to make that roster.
Speak on the parent part. We were talking during the break, but speak on that. Speak on a situation we may or may not have heard, but we'll just go ahead and just tell them. I think this would really hit some people.
So we go back to the, you know, you don't know everything, nor should you want to. We talk about specifically if you have parents that, you know, maybe they never experienced that level. Maybe they weren't in the position to. They were maybe the team was stacked and they just couldn't make it, or this whole sports thing is kind of new to them and they have a kid that's a prodigy, but they don't have the direct line experience. This is where you got to balance out the experts that want to take your money versus the experts that offer the information up to you. For your best interest. This is where you got to be able to weigh out the information, because we've had plenty of people that come through us and they are ready to put their kid in this. Let's be honest. In Omaha, there's a lot of, we're still kind of growing into our basketball scene.
Right.
You know, not on the high school level, but on the way up to the high school level. And so you have a lot of these elite programs that, you know, either they may be doing it for free or they may be doing a discount. They might be set up as a nonprofit, whatever, do this, that, and the third. And, or they are for profit and they reel parents in and they reel kids in who don't have any prior experience with it and kind of sell you a bill of goods. And then kids get placed at inappropriate levels. We've talked about this. Kids get placed at inappropriate levels or at inappropriate levels of competition or inappropriate levels of exposure, where you have a kid that does have that kind of game-changing talent, but they're kind of tucked away and they never get a chance to interact with anybody that's going to elevate them or push them to the next level. But the reality is we had a flow where the parent doesn't have any outside experience, but all of a sudden, instead of talking to coach and figuring out, hey, let's have a conversation, these are some concerns, and getting somebody who's going to come in and look at what's in the best interest of the kid, some people are looking at what's in the best interest of just the team or just their pocketbook, and then they'll give a parent some misinformation.
Right, and as long as the kid is per se winning, everything's fine. Winning makes everything fine. Why do you think teams break up? It's not because they won a bunch of games, you know? It's when they go through the struggles. It's when they go to the struggles and they start losing games. And then even like at the professional level, it's time to trade somebody. Time to get rid of somebody. We're not winning anymore. And it's almost panic. And so a parent and a kid are calm if nothing is going wrong. If they played freshman B, they started, there was no pressure, they're fine. But now the demand is the kid tells you they want to be doing something on varsity, they want to do something higher, and they're not putting in the work because they told you they know it all. They put in the work. And now, as a parent, this is where you got to play both sides. You got to talk to the coach and you got to talk to the kid where you're like, are you doing the varsity workouts or the JV workouts? Because our neighbor kid's going. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Our neighborhood's going. And his mom told me that they're going. Oh, I don't have to do it. Well, who told you that? And that's the investigation part. He lives in your house. She lives in your house. Who told you that? Can I see an email?
Well, you know? And I think the point I wanted to tie on to this is, you know, they say adversity introduces a man or woman to themselves. Mm-hmm. And we run into it where there's adversity. They're not moving. They're not on the team that they want to be on. Or the team isn't winning the way that they believe that they should be winning. And as soon as they start getting the smoke, now they're looking for the exit because, oh, well, it's too hard. Or this team over here says that, you know, this team over here is winning more. And so because this team is winning more, we're going to run over to this team and put my kid there. And so we're running into that where the adversity is the first sign of adversity. The first sign of, hey, this kid isn't ready. Or maybe the kid is ready. They're just not playing. They just haven't flipped the switch and they're playing at the level that they're capable of. People start looking for the exit. And that's what we ran into with players that we've had in the past where things get tough or it doesn't click exactly the way that they wanted to from the beginning. And it's not smooth. Now we're starting to look for options and exits and ways to kind of duck the smoke. And I think that's the bigger piece that we're talking about too, is, and there are plenty of people out there that will say, oh yeah, man, he needs to be with such and such. He needs to be with, you know, my uncle runs this program and, you know, he needs to be with such and such. When the coach that has the experience is sitting there saying, this kid can't dribble with his left hand. She can't, you know, she needs to work on her shot. Well, Uncle such and such says that they could be an all-star at this level, but they're not doing the things to be an all-star on the level they're currently at. Taking them and dumping it and dropping them into a deeper pool where they're struggling at 5 feet, you're going to drop them to 20 feet. Their feet still can't touch the bottom of the pool. It's not going to make it any better.
Exactly. So here's what's funny. So and we look at this is at the end of the day, our egos as parents and our pride as kids and parents have to get set aside if we ever want to level up in anything. If you want to write a book, and Brian, I wrote a book and I give it to you, and you're like, this ain't that good. You just say that good, but I had you read it. I probably shouldn't get mad because I asked you to give me some feedback, and you're like, "Hey, man, look, chapter 1 and through 3 is good. Chapter 4 through 6, I think you must have fell asleep." You know, I would probably go rewrite that. Now, I'm not going to be a better author by getting mad and publishing that anyway, and then everybody comes back, gives the same feedback on a national stage. And now I'm embarrassed. And now I don't sell anything. And now my dream of this book is like, now I have to rethink what I'm doing as an author. Same thing with basketball. If I'm a little different, I don't know how other coaches do. I'll tell you from a personal, we got to do this from a personal Coach Mo perspective. And because we've worked with kids, I'll tell you what I do. I give you some chances. I tell you what's out there. I do tell you what you need. Like I said, not every we will never get up here and bash other trainers. We'll never bash other program. We won't bash them. Some of them are jokes. Some of them, like, we won't name call unless you call us out. You know, name call. But I will say, most trainers that I know personally are going to give you a real assessment and look at they, hey, I took you through an assessment. I took you through something. You can't dribble with your left hand. You know, you can't dribble with your left hand. And then once that's said, you have to listen to that a little bit. And then see how you're going to adjust. And so what I do personally, when somebody comes, I call the kid to the side, even if they have a tryout, hey, man, you didn't really hustle hard. They're the tryout trainer. And every kid, shout out to the kids getting the tryout training. I don't want to forget them. We had some new kids, Jacob, Isaiah, Camden, Devin, I think I got everybody. And Ricky's been coming there. Shout out. Turned it up last week. Did great. G's coming. Did great. new kids are doing good, and they tell you, they'll tell you, even if they knew, I broke up the time and I said, we all can still work harder. We all, and it's good and talented, they said yes and did it. Everybody there, I mean, Chris J, anybody was there, kept working hard on those things. Ben came last night. Ben plays with multiple sports. He came last night. These are kids from all over the city, different levels, that, yes, I'm going to turn up. But if you're not at these things, if you're not going to your train, you're not going to because you feel that you don't need to get better, and you feel that I'm fine, don't be shocked. November 7th, when your tryouts are, if you're not going to be on that level where you need to be at because you didn't take the steps.
Well, and I want to get into this because I want to talk about when I say gassing somebody up. So we're going to get into the, we're going to get into the danger of that because we talk about we're not going to insult other trainers. We don't want to do that. But we do need to kind of give put a bug in your ear. If you feel like somebody is gassing you up, they might be. And that's kind of a setup move, and that's kind of a red flag to be on the lookout for when you're looking for services. Whether you're looking for training services or you're looking for, you know, a kid on a team. The coach that gasses you, it may not be the move for you. So, and then we want to talk about what we're doing, the open court challenge that we're having on Mondays, and talk about, you know, who came through on that one too. So, we're going to take a pause for the cause, and then we'll be back with that. All right, we're back. So, we do need to have a, we need, here at the Crate Table Talk, you know, sometimes when we're talking, we'll make little notes and kind of shoot each other signals about, ooh, we need to expand on this. And this is something that I need to, Mo and I need to kind of put out there. We love our training community. We're excited that a lot of people are in this realm making moves out there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Top Rank. Shout out Top Rank. Y'all doing some things. Or Hoop Rank.
Hoop Rank, yeah.
Hoop Rank. Y'all doing some things out there.
Yeah, Coach Chris.
Coach Chris, man? What's up, man?
Yeah, we're gonna hook up, man.
We're gonna hook you up. We're gonna hook up. We're gonna invite you on the program here. But Hoop Rank is out there doing some things. And I would speculate that Coach Chris would agree with this, what we're about to say next. You need to beware of getting gassed up on, it's not even gassed up on that good unleaded, it's that leaded stuff that you can't even buy anywhere anymore. You know,
your grandpa's,
yeah,
your grandpa's gas.
Those gas guzzlers that spit out pure black smoke when you start them up for like 5 minutes. You know, birds start falling out of the sky behind your car and stuff. Though, we need to talk about getting gassed up, because that's the thing you do need to watch out for coaches and trainers. If they're gassing your kid up, if they're gassing your kid up and talking about they're the next coming of blah, and I just need to get them on the court, and I just need to work with them, and or he's, you know, he or she is so spectacular, I just gotta have him on my team. The gas factor, especially when the coach hasn't earned anything. They don't have any hardware that, and I know we said trophies don't matter, but I'm talking about the trophies that do matter. They haven't had any kids that have gone on to college, or they haven't won on any major stage. They haven't won on a traveling circuit. They haven't done anything, but they're going to gas you up and gas your kid up and say, oh man, you got to come and play for me and let me work, and you just give me this money and I'll do X, Y, and Z. You guys need to be aware of that. That's the one thing we will say is beware of it, because we've seen it too many times. We had kids, and Mo's gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. We've had kids that this entire basketball thing was kind of new to them. They had talent that could be, given the right nurturing in the right direction, could be fantastic and make an impact immediately. The temperaments weren't there, but the talent was. It just needed to be refined. and we've had kids, mom and dad get souped, they get gassed up by, man, you need to come out and let me work with them, and I'll put them on this team, and they're going to be all-stars. And this kid is great, and the ball can go through them. Meanwhile, this kid always dribbles off their foot, but they're going to be the primary ball handler on this team. And parents get gassed up by coach or trainer. They end up putting their kid on a level that's inappropriate or on a team that doesn't really develop them. And then they lose an entire season or two. The kid gets upset, gets discouraged, and doesn't want to play ball anymore.
I love, now you got me fired up. You got me fired up. Brian, you hit it. That exactly what it is. We had it, man. No, we don't pull punches here. Okay, we don't pull punches here. We're not talking about this controversial podcast. They're just trying to we really care about developing kids. Again, not every kid, we're not going to train every kid in the city, but it's that stuff you talk about. We've had it where, you know, a parent might have said some frustrated, you know, they were frustrated out loud. They might have posted something. Well, we've had a coach get on the page. A coach we don't know get on the page. Well, I'll work with that kid. I'll do something with that kid. I'll teach him the right way to do stuff. Okay. Okay. That there, number one, as a trainer, that's rule number one for us. As a trainer, we talk. Trainers talk. You know, Brian, you do a lot of the marketing, things like that. You talk. We're in fields where we talk to people. You typically, if you're good at what you do, you don't cross that line. Mm-hmm. You call each other. You text each other. I know one thing when I deal with Coach Q or Coach Jeff, or, you know, they may text me, mess me about a kid.
Yeah.
And they'll say, off of social media, they have my number and be like, hey, I got a kid that's coming to you. Can you work with his speed? Can you work with his... Hey, thank you. And you'll never know. You'll never know what's going on. But to get on these things, you have these coaches and these trainers and these places that will really stalk down conversations, stalk down what kids are doing, and they will really call these kids, hey, we'll have you do this and that. And that, to me, right there, you're going against a trainer, and the kid's having a false sense of who he is. Also, your body language when you're seeing these kids. I've been at open gyms, not our controlled open gyms, where you're just out. You're out at a community center. And you got a coach who has no idea, who's just out there trying to recruit the kid. They shouldn't be doing that. I agree. Oh, every time they do something, oh, look at the move. Oh, that kid is cool. I want him on my team. Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, whoever the guardian is, that's a game a lot of times.
Yeah.
And that person is came to 5 minutes of seeing your kid play. And not saying your kid is not a great player. But if you have higher expectations for your kid, for that person to sit here and undermine somebody that may be training right there, to undermine the work that the school has done with that kid, the work with their powerlifting coach that has done with that kid, because of 5 seconds of watching them play, is a red flag.
It gives you that old... They give you that old Suge Knight at the Source Awards. If you don't want a producer jumping all in your video, you need to come to Death Row Records. Well, you go to Death Row Records and everybody ends up getting arrested or killed. The record companies dissolve, sold off. All your masters are sold to all the... It sounds good, but they're gassing you. And so we got to say it because we don't want people to get taken advantage of in this game. Because Omaha is still growing its basketball scene. It's still developing its basketball scene. And there are a lot of people out there that will provide that gas and then bring your kid in. And they may even have the best intentions, but they may not have the ability, knowledge, capacity, skills to develop and get the most out of your kid. And so now you're sitting there with your kid not getting the maximum or best development. And that's a good way to take a kid who loves basketball and make them hate the sport.
How many teams do we have right now that we within CMA teams? We have 2. Now, if I call you, or you call me and I told you we have 5, am I telling the truth? Am I telling the truth? So we up front will tell you we have a 7th, an eighth grade team, which seventh graders can play up, sixth graders can play up. But we train different ages, you know, in our basketball academy. So we're keeping it real. So what we get kids are running to is the dream. So people say, yep, once you go on this team, you're good to go. You'll be playing the top teams. You're playing the top competitions, and we'll take care of you. And I've seen that a lot in AAU, and it's not true. It is not true. You know who the top teams are.
Yep.
You know who the top teams are. You have to, that person probably wants your money.
Well, and the reality of it is, you know, we have our two teams, and it hasn't always been that way. And we even said, you know, we've even seen phenomenal talent where we've had to say, we would love to roster this kid, but we don't have a team for them. And so we'll do the trading, but we can't really provide anything else. You know, we can direct them to other programs that have teams that are at that level, have teams that are at that age level. If we see a kid that may not be exactly the right age or a little too young to directly be on the team, but they have the talent, then we'll say, we'll give them a shot and let them see if they can play up. But we are coming in with the expectation that they're playing up, and we're talking to the parents. These are robust conversations that we're having with the parents, basically explaining, yeah, this kid's playing up a level. And so they might end up being a little bit more frustrated because these kids have more experience than they do. But they have talent that matches. And so we will have those kind of conversations. We're saying this, protect, do not fall into the flattery trap of this basketball game, especially as the basketball scene in Omaha is still not right yet at maturity in terms of what other cities are doing. Because in other cities, it's pretty well established. You know who has the juice and who doesn't. And, you know, we're still kind of establishing that. And so, and it's going to change some thinking, because I'm going to tell you this. Eventually, you're going to have to pay for training. And that's just it. The idea that you're just going to come through these systems without any kind of specific guided training, you're going to start seeing more competition, and the coaches are going to have less time to do any kind of development in season. And it's going to get real out here. It's going to be a feeding frenzy here in the next couple of years, because a couple of kids we got coming through the system are about to change the scene. They're going to change the perspective of what people think about when it comes to Omaha in basketball, because we're about to have, you know, we've already had kids, you know, that we've connected with, that we've worked with in the past, that have gone on to do some bigger and better things. We're about to have a rush of them through.
This is CMA. What you're going to start seeing is CMA's original classic kids coming through now, and they're not playing any games. These kids we're putting in anywhere. We're putting them against anybody. They're playing up. They're playing high schoolers. They're going to be ready. And that's not us being arrogant. That's us knowing that we spend a lot of time working on balance, speed, agility, the basketball piece of it. And the main thing with Brian has brought to this, you know, I used to do this solo, was the mental part of it. And the mental part might be the most important thing that we're coming. And it's a keeping it real mental part. Where we have a kid that may miss 10 layups a game, Brian is calling that kid over at halftime. It's like, you left, you missed 10 baskets. 10 times 2 is what, 20?
Mm-hmm.
You missed 20 points from a layup. That's real. That recruiter next year is going to look at that, and they're going to close their book and leave. And they're going to say, that kid can't make layups. So if I don't tell you now and you're not mentally tough to take this, it's not going to happen for you. So we're going to have these kids coming through and doing it. Any kid that comes to us right now, and we're going to talk about it in your tryout training, that come to us now, we're telling them, why is tryout training tough? Why are you doing speed and agility? Why are you doing balance? Because if you're the last one down the court on defense and you leave your players 4-on-5, no one wants you on the team.
Right.
No one wants you on the team. So forget how many points you can score on 2K. Forget how many points you can score on your neighbor who is 3 grades younger and plays tennis. He's not playing basketball. Might be a good athlete, but he's not a basketball player. You're going out for the team, your varsity team, your JV team, and you're continuous to last night on the court. You're frustrated. You're arguing with the coach. You're throwing your hands in the air. You're kicking over chairs because you're mad. Or you're punching a wall because you're not making the first team. That there is showing me you don't know it all.
Yeah. And mark my words, when I say this, the Omaha basketball season is going to look different 3 or 4 years from now. Might even be 2 years from now. Might even be 1 year from now. You're going to start seeing our kids that you've known and you've seen, they're going to be on TV on the national stage. And that's going to change how the game is played here. And eventually you're going to have to seek out specialized training. Or, even if you're not going to pay for it, you're going to have to seek out an expert who's friendly with you that will be that person to help guide you through this. But the concept of you not knowing it all is going to hit really hard, especially because there's going to be a lot of people, this is going to be new territory for them. A lot of people are going to be wondering, they're going to think that some of these players have some kind of magic touch where really it's just them asking the right questions of the right people. So we're going to take a quick pause for the calls, and then we're going to come back and wrap this thing up. All right, we're back. So we're going to shift gears here real quick, but we'll do a quick recap. The recap is you don't know everything, and there's nothing wrong with asking for help. Bottom line it. The other thing is don't get gassed up. If you feel like somebody is blowing your head up or gassing, hyping your kid up, and you need to take a step back and not get sucked into the flattery piece of it. Because everyone wants somebody who thinks our kids are great and as wonderful and as talented as we do. But you got to be realistic about it. You know, if they don't have the social proof, you might be getting gassed up, and it's not always a good thing. When somebody takes that level of interest and they don't have any background. It's kind of like the old sleazy Hollywood agents that used to say, kid, I'll put you in pictures and all this other stuff. And then, you know, the actor or actress gets roped into a bunch of exploitive stuff that doesn't help them and can even hinder their career. So we want you to be aware of that. Now, I want to discuss before we go what we got coming up. We have our Monday nights, and Monday nights are popping. I'm sorry. The Invitational, the Open Court Invitational, we're getting amazing talent coming through there. And we love to shout out the new kids that have come through. They're really pushing the boys that we have. We're really excited about it. So, Coach Mo, tell them a little bit about that, and then we'll talk about what we got coming up next.
And yeah, every Monday's been pretty turned up, and I appreciate the coaches that have reached out and, you know, like wanted, you know, other boys come out and test your skills, you know. And I shouted out some of their names earlier. And these are your high school kids, and your high school kids that want to play next level, middle school kids that can play up. We've got college kids that come through. We try to split. I try to cap it at about 20, so we have equal teams. So we have four equal teams. And, you know, I'll put, you know, a center on this team, a strong point guard on this team, a veteran guy on this team, a parent that might have played on this team, and we get after it. Games go to 11, ones and twos, and we just get after it. A lot of trash talking, but the trash talking, usually the kids are backing it up, and it's good, it's friendly, everybody down, but it is competitive. We have breakout sessions in between. We play about four games in a row. Then we talk to them for about 5 minutes, kind of like, this is what we see. The next four games, I want to see people rebound. I want to see people hustle. I want to see some there. There are coaches that come. There are parents that come. There's trainers that sit there and watch. It is, you know, all eyes on them. And we're opening that to any coach. You have a kid that you feel that needs to be there, be pushed. Give us a call, contact us, and we can get them on that list as soon as possible.
And it's free of charge,
yep.
But it's by invite only.
Yep.
And so we may ask you to, you know, be part of our social media or on our mailing list so that we can continue to provide you updates on that one. But it's free of charge. You got to be invite. It's invite only because we do have to limit the numbers on that, and we have to know who's in the building and who's not. So that's one thing that's really popping. We are having a fantastic run. We talked about our tryout training. We're in the last 4 weeks of it. And for us, it's the last 4 weeks, but for somebody else out there, this could be your first week. You get 4 weeks of solid tryout training. and getting ready for the tryouts. You know, even 1 week of attending this is going to give you a leg up on somebody who hasn't done anything besides just get shots up on the weekends. Or, you know, this is going to give you a leg up when you hit tryouts. You know, 2 days of training, Coach Mo adjusts it to meet the needs of the players that are coming through. But really, it's an opportunity to get some good conditioning work, get some basketball work, and work on your mindset before you hit the season. It's still running. We're running it till November. You still have the ability to sign up to it. We're going to be dialing back our marketing of it, so you may not see a bunch of it, but it's still present. You need to give us a shout, and we can get you into it. This one is not free. It has a cost. We're still, but the value you're getting matches anything else, and we're treating it like a camp. So that's what we got. Anything else you want to add on to that?
No, yeah, definitely come on through. It's been great. Check out our Google reviews. Check out our Facebook reviews. If you are part of us, please leave a Google review. 5 stars recommended. But these are people that's been to our tryout training. They've been through some of our training, and this is real people talking about what happened. And one thing, when you're around the kids, you hear it. The kids, you know, the kid. And no kid will say this tryout training is easy. But let me tell you up front, it's not easy.
Right.
But they all in the middle, all in like, and they'll say, "Hey, I can tell this is gonna help me." And I heard that at least 10 times last week. And for me, as a trainer, and what we do, that is our goal. That's CMA's goal, is we're trying to get you better than you were. Each time you come with us, you're learning something and you're getting better. And that's what we hear. And to me, that is well worth the time. It's well worth the money to parent, and that my kid feels and is actually seeing results from coming to these.
Yep. Up next, and Fridays are kind of our golden, are kind of our sweet spot. So the next things we're going to be doing, we're going to probably do I believe it's going to be a 4-week camp. Now we're going to have to adjust for Thanksgiving popping in there or whatnot. So it may be 4 weeks, but the 4 weeks have a gap where they get a week off in the Thanksgiving break. But another 4-week camp is going to be our dynamic handles training. Dynamic handling is going to be Coach Mo's speed and agility work with a lot of intermediate and advanced dribbling work, ball handling work. So you're going to see the speed and agility piece plus the ball handling stuff to make you a more dynamic player on the court, make you be able to move from point A to point B faster, be able to create plays and create space with your footwork. That's what's coming up. We're going to be posting that this next week. Start signing up for it. This one's going to go fast. By then, we will have our court up and running, and we're going to be doing it better than anybody alive, baby.
Woo! Yeah, we have big news coming up with that. If you're part of our basketball academy or been part of it over the years, great news is coming up this month. The ability to have a court, the ability to do, get shots up, to get in and train is becoming a reality now. Big shout out to Rebecca at Legends for taking on this venture and believing, us believing in us and the team. And this is going to go, great. It's going to be great. And so we appreciate that. Shout out to her. Also shout out to the Happy Feet program. That's doing great. My son is absolutely loving it. It looks forward to it every week. They have some great coaches, instructional, and they take their time with the kids at a different level. I think there's still a couple signups you can do, but go in there. Some people are hitting me up. My phone's been blown up as we speak. They're blown up. Saw the hoodies. Shout out to Sean Davidson for just, hey, give me a call on this. I can make some Coach Mo hoodies real quick for you. It's getting warm, it's getting cold out. I can help you out. Alec was the first one to order. Alec's one of my kids, and he's trendy. He'll take the first one to get it. And so as soon as he got it on there, everybody wanted to kind of have one. So Sean has some different colors, different sizes. go through me. Give me a message. We'll get you all hooked up with those. We'll go from there. But shout out to Shine on that as well.
And speaking of design, we got some designs I've been playing around with.
Fire.
You're gonna see them. Fire. You're gonna see them coming up here probably in the next day or two, and they're gonna be posting on the social media page. Hopefully, I'm trying to move up my production schedule with this, so I post this on Saturday instead of Sunday. Sunday is typically the day these come out. We're probably aiming for Saturday. But before then, you probably should start seeing some of the new designs that are going to be coming up. Those are going to be on apparel, too. So we're a multi-headed monster over here at Coach Mo Athletics, and so you're going to start seeing some new Coach Mo-themed just sportswear and apparel. And we have our partners that have been doing fantastic work for us, and we have our ability to do stuff in-house. So you're going to start seeing a combination of different things that we're running with that one. Shout out to Sean for helping us out. Shout out to Brandon for helping us out with apparel. Anytime Tees, shout out to you guys for helping us out. Any one of the people that I named can really do some phenomenal things for your business or agency if you're looking to get some branded apparel that doesn't break the bank for you. So, you know, we love and appreciate you guys and all the work you've helped us out with, but we also have some stuff that we're going to be rolling out here too. Like I said, we're going to be doing some amazing things coming up.
It's a great time.
It's a great time.
It's a great time to be part of us. It's a great time to be part of the program. Our academy kids are getting ready to play. Our 7th, 8th graders, they've been training. They're ready to go. They're going to make an impact on this. Like I said, I'm excited for the 8th grade team and the 7th grade, but that 8th grade team, there's some college players on that team. This isn't coming just from us. This is coming from other coaches and stuff like that. If they follow the lead, they don't just go get shots up and they train and do it. So, you know, they're going to be some college players. We're proud of the effort that these kids have put into. It's a great time to be part of us. I'm proud of what we do, and we got to take pride in what you do. Brian, I'm proud and I'm excited for what you bring with the making the social media part easy, making the website easy for people to go on. And I'm proud that we have the kids and parents and support to take us into the future. But this is a big year for us. So if you're not part of us, there's a lot of ways to get in contact with us.
The dynamic handles training, that's going to fill up. I'm going to be posting the link for that.
Very fast.
You need to sign up, and we'll probably even have an early registration discount for that. But we want you to sign up for it. And the price point we're hovering at, I'll just throw it out there. The price point we're looking at is probably about $250. $250 to $300 for the dynamic handles, because you're getting so much value. And we'll figure out which one it's going to be. And there's probably going to be a discount mixed in there for people that register early. But the level of service you're going to be getting for the price point is going to be amazing. So that's what we got coming up. We appreciate you guys tuning in. I think this episode is a little bit shorter than what we've been doing, but we both got stuff that we got to get handled. But we always want to prioritize getting in front of you guys and letting you know what's going on with us. So we appreciate you tuning in. Be on the lookout for the new apparel and the new programs dropping here over the next week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back at you with another topic next week. This is Brian and Coach Mo.
Hey, signing off. Remember, you don't know everything. Ask for some help.
Yeah, ask for some help.
Ask for some help.
Ask for some help and make sure that help isn't gassing you up.
Right.
So that's what we'll talk, and that's what we'll leave you with. Well, I'll let you guys later.
All right, get some shots up.
Peace.
Peace.